Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
Time. 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. All right, remember the TV show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Jeff Foxworthy was the host of that. That was quite a few years ago that it was out. It looks like Amazon Prime is going to do a reboot of that. And right now, they're looking at and in negotiations with, to host the show, Travis Kelce. Yes, the Kansas City Chiefs tight end. No, he's not retiring from football, but I suppose that they would film this on the offseason and he would be the host. Is it just me, or do you think because they've announced this that they're, quote, in negotiations, that it's already a done deal? Don't you think? I think this is just Amazon Prime's way of getting, well, lack of a better term, knucklehead DJs like me to give them some free plugs for their show, which will probably be coming our way very soon. So you going to watch that? Are you a fan of Travis Kelce? Have you got enough for Travis, or do you want more Travis Kelce? Because I think we're going to get it.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Money 105.7 CFW 813. Mike McKay along with you. We're headed to 37 today for the high with clouds. Obviously, the little calm before the storm, if you will. Snow should start kicking in later on tonight. 22 is where we are right now. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll get to the birthday and anniversary list right now. It's Rick Springfield, 105.7 CFW.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Where can I find a woman
105.7 CFW, time for the birthday and anniversary list. Don't forget, you can reach out to me, Mike McKay, through my Facebook page. Drop me a private message on there. Let me know if somebody's, when they're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, their names and when it is, and I'll be sure to get it on the list. You don't have to wait until the day of or the day before. You can just drop me a message when you're thinking about it and let me know about it, all right? Or if you've got that Civic Media app, open it up, go to 105.7 CFW, and text me through the app. Give me the name, again, the name or names of the people and the dates, okay? And then I'll get them on the list. Amanda Tice is celebrating a birthday today, and Jason Lytle is celebrating a birthday today as well. So happy birthday to you. Hope it's going to be a great day. If it's your day today and you didn't happen to end up on the list, well, I hope it's going to be fantastic. Let me see celebs you're celebrating with. Remember Kevin Federline, Britney Spears' ex-husband? Was it K-Fed is what his nickname was, wasn't it? When they were together, it was K-Fed. He's 46 now. And then when they got divorced, weren't they calling him FedEx? That was pretty clever, actually, I got to admit. And I don't care what shows or movies he's been in or whatever, but Matthew Broderick, he's 62 today. He will always be Ferris Bueller.
Bueller?
Yes.
Bueller?
Yep.
Bueller?
Mm-hmm.
He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
Thank you, Simone.
There you
no
go.
No problem whatsoever.
Yes, he will always be. So Ferris Bueller is 62 years old. Wow. So again, if it's your birthday today or anniversary, happy, happy to you. Hope it's going to be a good one. All right, don't put those snow shovels away quite yet, huh?
If it seems a little time is needed, decisions to be made. Turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking.
Turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning.
And so the conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Deep feeling, fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling, fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Keep feeling, fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling, fascination, looking, learning.
1057 CFW. CFW.
7 CFW 830. Mike McKay along with you. 22 is our temp with clouds. We're going to get to looks into the probably 37 today. And then, of course, that snow begins later tonight. Maybe 2 to 4, maybe 2 to 5 inches of snow. Now, I saw somewhere where they said we could see in some spots maybe up to 7 inches of snow. Wow. We'll see what happens. We'll let you know. You keep it here. And, of course, tomorrow morning could look a lot different than this morning's commute. So maybe plan on giving yourself a little extra time. On my Facebook page this morning, Mike McKay or 105.7 CFW, our radio station Facebook page. The conversation this morning is something that you eat for breakfast that other people might think is weird. Some of the key responses, Terry said Girl Scout cookies. That sounds okay to me. That sounds okay to me. Missy said pizza. Yes. And is it warm or cold? Because you must be talking about leftover pizza, right? Not breakfast pizza. Because first off, I don't need no eggs on anything. And leftover pizza, I would think cold right out of the fridge. That's how you do it for breakfast, right? If I'm not mistaken. So what about you? Is there something that you eat for breakfast that other people might seem as think is strange? Go to my Facebook page, let me know, or 105.7 CFW, our Facebook page, and comment this morning. It's John Parnell, 105.7 CFW.
Growing up, you don't see the writing on the wall. Passing by, moving straight ahead, you knew it all. Until it's
7 CFW. We'll be right back. and entertain throughout Eau Claire and the Chippewa Valley.
On air and on the Civic Media app. 1057 CFW.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Spring is here, and S. Johnson Lawn Service is searching for a spray technician. Applicants must have a valid driver's license and a willingness to train. Wage will be based off experience. S. Johnson Lawn Service provides designated work trucks while on the job, as there are many exciting projects from retaining walls to whole remodels all throughout Wisconsin. Call 715-305-4729 today or apply online at Indeed.com and search S. Johnson Lawn Service. Located at 1201 South Oak Avenue in Marshfield.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Wednesday afternoon fire caused a great deal of damage to an Eau Claire home. According to the Eau Claire Fire Department, crews responded to a house fire on the 900 block of Graham Avenue around 4 p.m. on Wednesday, arriving to find the fire in the first floor bathroom of the building. Crews extinguished the fire quickly and nobody was reported injured. Fire officials estimate that the building suffered around $70,000 worth of fire smoke and water damage, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. In-person absentee voting is officially underway in Eau Claire. The city sent out a reminder that in-person absentee voting is underway with information for residents on where they can exercise their right to vote. City of Eau Claire residents will have voting available in the City Hall parking lot drive-thru on weekdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. until next Friday. City residents can also use the service to register to vote if they have not already, and voters who received their absentee ballots in the mail can drop them off in the drive-thru. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
We have a winter weather advisory in effect for tonight. We could get around 3 to 5 or 6 inches of snow tonight through early tomorrow morning, with snow ending by mid-morning on Friday. Today, cloudy, 35, snow tonight, 26. Snow ending tomorrow with more snow and rain on the way late weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22. CFW.
1057 CFW.
.1057 CFW. All right, want to hear from you this morning on my Mike McKay Facebook page or the 1057 CFW Facebook page. Do you eat something for breakfast that other people or maybe family members of you think is weird? Share with us this morning. Okay, want to hear from you.
all the words. So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.